Yahoo Sports NBA writer Mark Spears joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Let's transition. Let's talk about the Lakers. Obviously, not high expectations in the 2015 season, but the return of Kobe Bryant. I mean, he dropped 21 in 18 minutes in preseason play. I know, you know, that's just, it's preseason. Does it really count? That's an encouraging sign. What's your forecast in terms of what the Lakers and what they might be able to accomplish this season in the Western Conference?
Well, I don't think they're going to be an easy win anymore. You know, Roy Hibbert's going to be tough defensively. Could be an all-defensive team candidate. Lou Williams gives them some scoring off this bench, as does Brandon Bass. But I think the key is, one, you can't play Kobe too many minutes like before. You know, if you could get Kobe probably between like 25, 32 minutes a game, I think that'll help his longevity, help him stay healthy, help him be productive. You know, last season when he was playing, he hit a lot of jumpers front rim. And now
it's coming up short, yep.
I think that was because of fatigue. Now I think Byron, you know, kind of kicks himself about how he used them last year, and it'll be different this time around. But, you know, they got another scorer behind him in Lou Williams. But the key is their small guard lineup, I guess you could say. Or not small guard lineup, but their three-guard lineup with Kobe, Jordan Clarkson, and also D'Angelo Russell, the rookie. To me, all three of them have to play well with great defense from Roy Hibbert for the Lakers that truly have a shot at making the playoffs. And I think they have a shot. I'm not saying they're going to make it, but if they're healthy and they play the way they're capable of playing, just because it could be a team that could get back.
We can start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at E-Radio Sports. You can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. As we continue our NBA conversation with Mark Spears, one of the best in the business, check him out, Yahoo Sports NBA writer. We are highlighting and zeroing in on the Los Angeles Lakers. Kobe Bryant's future, five-time champion. Is this the last season of his decorated and just incredible career? He's, what, 37? Is that right, Mark?
Yeah, you know what? If he's healthy and he plays well, I don't think so. I think he has a wait-and-see attitude, and, you know, we'll see if his body can handle it. But if he doesn't have any physical setbacks, I think he's going to play as long as he's healthy. It's hard to answer that question because we can't predict how his body feels. But if his body feels good this year, if there's no major injury problems, not a major loss in missed games, I think he'll still be a very productive NBA player, one of the top scorers, the All-Star, and will keep playing.
Hard to predict, but could you envision him potentially down the road playing for another team? I mean, I thought that was really interesting, Phil Jackson's comments and what he shared.
Yeah.
It certainly fueled a lot of speculation.
I talked to Kobe on Media Day, and he strongly said that's not going to happen.
Okay.
He said he's a Laker for life. He bleeds purple and gold, and he's not going anywhere. So the only place I could see him playing is maybe professionally in China. Maybe that. But other than that, I can't see him doing anything else other than in the NBA, playing in a Lakers uniform. And when you played for somewhere so long, just a thought, I think, of starting from scratch somewhere else just seems odd. I think it would be, if Kobe's healthy, there's no way the Lakers don't want him back. I mean, they're selling a lot of tickets, merchandise. You know, they're getting a lot of people, companies endorsing the Lakers, giving them money because of Kobe Bryant. And when he's gone, a lot of that stuff is going to drop. So I think they're going to milk Kobe as long as he's able to play. And I also think Kobe wants to be on that list that Jerry West, Magic Johnson, James Worthy list, the guys that played their entire career at small club of guys who had successful long Lakers-only careers.
That's right. My final question for you is obviously the heartbreaking news on Lamar Odom. Would you just mind sharing just some of your memories from him and just how his life has taken a really dark turn?
You know what? Every time I've had a moment with Lamar, that was away from basketball moment, because he's one of the players I would like to chit-chat with. And he's very funny. Always give me a hard time about being a Raiders fan.
and he's a really always, nice guy.
Oh, I mean, one of the nicest. Yeah. Always have time for you. Just very, very funny, warm. Hey, Mark, how you doing? Mm. You know, that kind of guy. No ego. And, you know, it's funny. I remember a story about after he got married to Chloe, you know, we were chit-chatting. He's really close with a reporter in L.A. named Brad Turner, who's been covering the Lakers for a long time, and the three of us were talking, and he got a phone call, and he goes, oh, my girl's calling. And he goes, oh, my bad. My wife is calling. So I always, you know, remember that.
Sure.
My memories of him are always been positive, and I don't know the other side. I'm not privy to that side, and I know there's been some heartbreaks in his past that certainly has played a role in haunting him. But every time I think of Lamar Odom, it's always with a smile. With a joke about my Raiders, and you know, the one thing I also remember from a professional side was, you know, the Clippers were considering bringing him back, and the reason being is, you know, I think you know, Vinny Del Negro was really impressed by what kind of teammate that Lamar Odom was that when he played for the Clippers, and I'm not sure if it was DeAndre Jordan, but there was somebody on the Clippers got upset about something and went to the locker room, and Lamar actually went and followed them into the locker room, calmed them down, and helped them come back to the bench. And it was the, you know, it was because of that leadership, because of that, hey, you know, you got to respect where you are as far as the opportunity to be an NBA player is concerned. You know, why Doc Rivers was really considering bringing him in. So that's what I'm saying. It kind of seems like there was just two sides. And the side I was always around was the positive, smiling, funny, gracious side.
Right. Our thoughts and prayers are certainly with Lamar. Mark Spears has been with us, Yahoo Sports NBA writer. We look forward to catching up with you throughout the entire season. Thank you so much, Mark. We appreciate you joining us tonight.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR. Stay close.